Everything you see and hear these days is remixed, edited, filtered through some kind of software, and then sent back out to the world, you know.
I believe that homosexuality is moral perversion. I think it is a violation of the laws of nature as well as the laws of God. I do not think that that gives me permission to be unkind or ungracious to a person who may be living a homosexual lifestyle.
Those are the words of the late Reverend Jerry Falwell, who passed away yesterday. I remember back when Reverend Falwell made those silly comments about Tinky Winky the Teletubby, who was supposedly some sort of gay icon. My mom actually reacted to those statements by purposely going out and buying a small plastic Tinky Winky and turning it into a keychain to put on her purse, just because she thought that he was being so ridiculous. Today's show is going to focus, today's podcast of If It's Wednesday, It's Ex-Gay, is actually going to focus more on sort of the reactions in the activist community, both pro-gay and anti-gay, on the passing of Reverend Falwell. For the most part, most of the major news sites like CNN and MSNBC just carried a pretty standard, straightforward AP story. I know that there were more in-depth stories in the New York Times, and I'm sure on the evening news tonight, dealing more with his legacy. But what most Americans saw, you know, on the front page of Yahoo.com and stuff, was just the sort of standard AP story that didn't really get in and ask any of the difficult questions. The first and most interesting press release that I received was from Soulforce, which I think wins the Snarkiness Award. Let me just read from it. Upon hearing the news of Reverend Falwell's death, Mel White, he's the head of Soulforce, said, quote, "It breaks my heart to think that Jerry died without ever discovering the truth about God's lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender children. I sincerely hope that one day his school and his church will have a change of heart." Exodus issued a press release talking about how Falwell had spoken at their 2006 annual conference. And apparently, they also mentioned that both Liberty University and Thomas Road Baptist Church have ministries to those, quote, wanting help with this issue, meaning homosexuality, in their lives. Which is not something I specifically knew, but it doesn't surprise me. I went looking at Exodus's website, and they don't list an affiliate in Lynchburg, Virginia. But I'm guessing, I mean, just because they're not an Exodus affiliate doesn't mean they aren't an ex-gay ministry. As for Liberty University, I had a friend that went to Pepperdine, which is a private Christian school here in California, and although they didn't have a formal ex-gay program, they always had psychologists and counselors that students could talk to, and some of those were, if a gay student did approach them, the psychologist would essentially be a reparative therapist and think that they could turn the student straight. So it very well could be something like that. I didn't really hear the only other ex-gay angle I can think of about Jerry Falwell is his another ridiculous claim. He was kind of known for making those. Another ridiculous claim on January 7th of 2006, he wrote an article on WorldNet Daily. I'll have a link to the article on VoxTurtleBulletin.com. Where he claims that former homosexuals don't just number in thousands, don't just number in the tens of thousands, don't just number in the hundreds of thousands. Those are all the various numbers that Exodus throws out at various points. No. Jerry Falwell said that there are millions of recovering homosexuals in the United States. Maybe he's just, you know, he's got those two ex-gay ministries that at his church and at his university, maybe they are just, you know, cranking out the ex-gays, and no one ever told me. Lastly, I'm sitting there in front of the computer doing CAD all day, so I can just listen to public radio, and I love it. There were some tough questions being asked on NPR. They were All Things Considered was interviewing Paul Weyrich, who is currently the head of the Free Congress Foundation, but I guess was really good friends with Falwell and worked with him in founding the Moral Majority. And they asked some very difficult questions of Paul, considering that his good friend, Reverend Falwell, had passed away earlier in the day. So just take a listen to this, and I'm just going to end the show with this clip from NPR's All Things Considered. Also, I will have a link to that story on the post having to do with this podcast at VoxTurtleBulletin.com. So again, these are tough questions NPR is asking Reverend Falwell's friend, Paul Weyrich.
Mr. Weyrich, when people look at Reverend Falwell, they saw many different things. Some saw a visionary, some saw a hero, some saw a man who trafficked in hate. When you think about Reverend Falwell, what do you think is his legacy?
Well, he had no hate in him. He was one of the kindest people I ever met. He was controversial. He sort of enjoyed tickling the opposition, but he was not at all an angry individual. He was one of the most decent people I've ever met in my life.
Why then was he such a lightning rod for so many people?
Well, he pricked people's consciences. They didn't want to hear what he had to say. And when, in fact, they heard it, they didn't like it. You know, he made them face their own shortcomings.
Okay, just kidding. This is Dan again. I'm updating the podcast from what I originally uploaded a little bit later on in the evening, because I was surfing around and found that CNN had actually interviewed Reverend Falwell last week and asked him about his comments about blaming the atheists and the ACLU and the abortionists and the homosexuals for, you know, saying that you let this happen, referring to 9/11. And Christiane Amanpour actually questioned him about it last week, so... we're going to end up closing with audio of that. And of course, on Vox Turtle Bulletin, there will be a link to the audio of CNN's interview with Jerry Falwell.
Falwell later apologized. But just last week, you know, here's what he said when questioned again about those controversial remarks by CNN's Christiane Amanpour.
If we decide to change all the rules on which this Judeo-Christian nation was built, we cannot expect the Lord to put his shield of protection around us as he has in the past.
So you still stand by
it? I stand right by it.
More information on this podcast can be found at VoxTurtleBulletin.com. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial 3.0 license. Theme music is Identity of Self by His Boy Elroy, available at ccmixter.org.